Last year at this time, we were talking about how you were going to implement 11 seniors into your program. And this year, they're not there. So now you got a whole new program except for one starter returning. How have things been going so far in the first few games?
Yeah. Interestingly enough, I thought about last year at this time when I was here, and we talked about how we had a lot of seniors but not with a lot of experience.
Right.
And I feel like it's an interesting year because it's been a while in Neillsville since we've had a team that we can grow for a couple years. Looking back to when Andrew Brown was a junior, we had Andrew Brown and Big Mason Renz and Santana Supke, so we had to play a lot of post play. And then those two big guys left, so it was Andrew Brown without post play. And so that was a whole new system. And then when he left, we had all those seniors, and that was a whole new system. And now they left, and we, again, have to get a whole new system. So it'll be kind of a fun project here as we move forward, you know, trying to grow and do our best this year, but really looking at a two-year process of growing into ourselves and our new systems and our new style of play and everything we're trying to do, as we have a ton of young kids and a pretty small group of seniors. We look forward to the growth that we're going to see this year.
What about those players? Talk about some of those guys that are going to be major parts for you this year.
Yeah, you got to start with Andrew Hazer. He was our leading scorer last year as a sophomore on the team full of seniors. The sophomore came out as the leading scorer. You know, I talked to Andrew about that with this young group, he's going to have to be the best player on the floor on both teams every game in order to give us a chance. And that's a big project for him. We're trying to develop different ways of scoring. And Andrew's a different quote-unquote superstar than what we've had in Neillsville in the past, in that in his previous 2 years, he hasn't been a guy that created his own shots. When you look at Alex King, Braden Trunkel, Drew Brown, those guys could really create their own. Andrew comes off screens and shoots the ball really well, but off the dribble, he doesn't explode by people like those other guys did. So we're working on different ways for him to create his own shots, as well as the team working to get him open, as I assume that teams are very much going to be pinpointing him this year and not letting him touch the ball. So we have to get pretty creative in how to get him some looks that they don't want him to get. So,
and you have some other guys that are coming up now. I know you got a freshman as your point guard.
We do. Landon Regstraw, first year guy, is a freshman. Every day in practice, we talk about that we have a 4'8", 12-year-old running our team. And he reminds me, he's not 12, but he's darn close. So the growing pains that come with that. I think he had about four fast breaks against Stratford in the first game where he fell over and did a couple somersaults on his way to a layup, just because he's faster than what he can dribble. But a super talented kid as far as his speed and quickness and ball handling ability. He just has to get accustomed to the speed of a varsity game, and I have no doubt he will. He'll be a very special player for us in the years to come. As I was talking to the other coaches there, and what we've told Landon is we're going to have to go through a lot of growing pains, because never once in my career have I asked a freshman to take on the load that he's taking on. He is our press break. He is our point guard. He's got to create a lot of the shots. I told him when the ball leaves his hands, it's either got to be him shooting or his teammate shooting. He's got to create a lot, whether it's an assist or a bucket. And Andrew plays a lot better when Landon can get him and others involved. So there's a lot of pressure on that little guy, and he's been handling it very well so far with the ups and downs. But we keep him pretty pumped up, and I look forward to having him for 4 years.
I noticed some other guys that have stepped up a little bit too. Over these three games, as the games have progressed, some guys have gotten better.
Yes. You know, one of the cool things about this year is we've had kids in our program for a long time that I haven't got to coach because of that large group of seniors that left last year. So Coulter Dillenbeck, Tucker Johnson, Alex Stry, and Preston Berg, who came out last year, you know, they've been in our program working hard for 3 years, and they never really got the opportunity to be on my side of the court for practice and come to summer tournaments and do those things, because we had 11, 12 seniors in front of them. So it's fun for me to get to the chance to get a better connection with those guys, work with them in practice, develop them. Again, a big thing in our program, we talk about growing boys into men. And the maturity that those guys have shown from last year to this year has been incredible. Coulter Dillenbeck especially, not a lot of confidence in himself last year, and now he is a different beast. He really is wanting to get better. He has a ton of confidence in what he's doing, and he's been our second leading scorer the last two games behind Andrew. So really impressed with him, and not only as a basketball player, but just for his personal life. The attitude he's coming with and the confidence he's showing, puffing his chest out and walking around very proud, and that's ultimately what it's all about. So really cool.
What about your team? You only have three games into the season. What are you seeing as your strength coming in now?
I would say that we are pretty relentless. We are after the ball on defense. We get teams. We want to get teams playing pretty chaotically. And that stems from that we don't know really how to play basketball yet, so we want the other teams to play chaotic as well. and our kids kind of thrive in that chaos because that's what they're used to. So we want to make the game pretty chaotic. We want to be a team that people ask, what in the heck are they doing defensively, offensively, what are they doing? And the kids kind of like that. They own that. And so we've done an okay job of that. Stratford really handled our pressure well with their physicality. They ran kind of through us instead of around us, but that'll happen. We have a lot of freshmen, sophomores on the court, and against the Stratford state football champs, they weren't too scared of our little guys up there pressuring them, so they went right through us. But just different things to see. I thought we competed really well with them, even though we gave up a lot physically to them, and as well as Alma Center Lincoln, who, this is their year. They've had the same starting lineup basically for 4 years now. Jace Paul's a great player for them. And again, when we lost everybody, we still battled with them. We've been in every game, and I told the kids as a coach, our job is to put you in a position to win, and I feel like we've done that so far. Haven't pulled them all out, but we've been in a position to win. We've had leads in both those games, and we're just trying to learn and grow every day.
That was one of the things I was going to say. In both those games against Stratford and Alma Center, you had leads early on, but it seemed like the turnover bug got a hold of you, and the other team took over.
Yep, that's we've even in this short season, I think we've changed our offense about three times, depending on we had an idea coming in. I was wrong, so we had to change, and we've changed, and now I think we're finally at a point where kids are comfortable. I thought we had an offense that worked coming in, but with the pressure of Stratford, it really showed how uncomfortable some kids were with the ball in certain places. So we've changed that, we've tweaked it, and hopefully we can build on this one a little differently, and we'll mold and adjust, and we knew there'd be bumps in the road, and the turnovers, again, with a freshman point guard, you're gonna have a lot of those. So we'll grow from there. We teach them different reads every day in different situations, and we never know how teams are gonna defend, and so every game is a learning opportunity for him and for everybody else.
Gene?
Coach, you mentioned having a freshman point guard. I'd like to ask about that, in that we do, from time to time, see freshmen play key roles on a varsity ball club. We had that in Marcia with Brooks Hinson, played as a freshman. And sometimes you look at a young man who's that age and say, well, physically he can handle it, but the emotional part, the maturity of playing ball at that age on the varsity level. Do you and your staff think about that, discuss that, before you make that move to put that young man on the varsity ball club?
So the quick answer would be yes, we think about that. The answer that I'll give for this situation was we had no other option. So Landon got thrown in there. Landon got thrown in there pretty early. He knew from probably last year as an eighth grader that he was going to be that guy in that role. And so this summer we played as many games as we could this summer and let him grow. And there were definitely some times where he felt holy smokes, this is a lot of pressure on me. And he got in some down places mentally. But my relationships that I make with the kids, I feel like helped that. So he was very comfortable coming up to me and saying, this is my problem. This is how I'm feeling. And we talked through that. And I told him without a single question that my job is to filter the chaos from him, any judgment from parents or crowd or community members or other teams, any problems they would have with him or anything like that. That's my job to filter for him, and that he knows that he has my full trust, the team's full trust, everyone's behind him. And so he knows that if he goes out there and does his best, that he doesn't disappoint anybody. And that has really helped him come into his own.
How do his teammates help in that situation?
Well, Andrew's been a big part of that. I pulled Andrew aside last year and I told him, next year you and Landon got to become best buddies. And it helps because Andrew has a little brother in the same grade, Adam, and Adam is also playing on varsity for us as a freshman. So Adam and Landon have grown up together forever, and now Andrew has kind of takes both of them. Adam goes with Andrew everywhere he goes. They've been lifting together, and both of those Hazer boys have been really good for Landon and pulling him along. And we have some other sophomores that also have taken him under their wing, and they encourage him like crazy. They know how talented he is, and there's no, you know, he has the ball. We talk about him a lot, and there so far there's been no. No problems as far as people having hard feelings about it. They know what he can bring to the table, and they want to do what's best for us and give us the best chance of winning, and they know that he's that guy.